Verse 18, wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. And this is a conclusion of all of this in chapter 9 here. Christ is better than atomic energy. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. And Christ is better than atomic energy. And then one sinner destroyeth much good. The tremendous influence of one person. And it is always more potent when it's in the wrong direction. The effect of your life can be more far-reaching if it's an evil life. And today, think of the effect that certain men from evil are having. Well, let's look at history. Adam's sin has affected an entire race. Achan's sin and an entire nation had a defeat and had to deal with that. Rehoboam, his sin split the kingdom of Israel. And Ananias, and the sin of Ananias and Sapphira brought into the early church the first defect that it had, and from that day on, the church was not as potent as it was at the beginning. Now, wisdom is better than weapons of war, and that's true, actually, in the world today. I crossed the ocean on the Queen Mary, and I never shall forget we got up early that morning when it came into Southampton. And I tell you, it was, a tremendous feat to bring that great ship into port. And that pilot had brought her across the trackless ocean. How did he do all that? Well, he did it by the principles that were set down by a little-known Greek philosopher years ago working in geometry. That's the way it was done. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. And you have influence, whether for good or bad. You and I occupy a place of influence, no matter who you are. No man liveth to himself, no man dieth to himself. You are a preacher. You can't help but be a preacher. I said that to a man once. He lived down the street from the church. He lived with his mother. He was an alcoholic. His mother asked me, would I talk to him? And he had broken her heart. And one day I got him into the study. He had had a drink. He was not what you'd call drunk. And I talked to him. I called him everything. I told him how low down he was. I told him that he was absolutely no good. He just sat there and took it all. And I said, did you know you're a preacher? And he stood up and he drew back his fist and he's going to hit me. He says, you know, you can't call me a preacher. You know, he was willing to be called anything but a preacher. But I don't care who you are, you're a preacher. You are preaching by your life some message to those around you. And that's the reason that I personally believe that the do-gooder today, the man that boasts of his morals apart from God, is the greatest detriment that there is to this country today. Because he stands in the way. He blocks the way to God because he said, live like I do. I'm living without God. I just do good. And there's nothing that's quite as deadening as that. Now, you're a preacher, whoever you are. You're a preacher in the home, in that smallest circle. You're affecting somebody there. It's like that little boy, you remember, that it had been a snowstorm the night before, and his dad got up to go out to the barn. He kept a jug of whiskey hid in the corn crib, and he went out to take a drink of a morning. And he was going out this snowy morning. And all of a sudden, he heard somebody back of him, and he turned around, and there was his little son following him, stepping where the father stepped. And the father said, what are you doing, son? He says, I'm following in your footsteps. And the father was going out to take a drink. Well, he sent the boy back to the house. He went out to the corn crib, got that jug, and broke it because he stopped to think. I don't want that boy falling in my footsteps. There's somebody falling in your footsteps, and where are you leading them, even if it's in the home? And now there's the wider circle of human society. You have influence. You have influence in the business world. You have influence in your neighborhood. You have influence in your Sunday school. You have influence. And you have influence in your city. You have influence in your community. You have influence. Somebody's looking at you, friend. Now, they can see that going to church is to you just like dropping by a drive-in to pick up a hamburger when there's nothing else to do. And that's all it means to you. They know whether you mean business with God or not. Does your life suggest to your associates that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun? You have influence. Well, you know, Andrew didn't preach on the day of Pentecost, but he sat on the sidelines and he could say, "That's my brother. I brought him to Jesus." My friend, may I say to you, one sinner destroyeth much good. You today are pointing men to heaven or to hell. Now, if you want to go to hell, that's your business. But you got no right to lead a little boy there. You've got no right to lead your family there. And you have no right to lead those that are around you today there. Even if you want to go, it's awful to lead others. Influence. What a tremendous chapter this really is.